Ye merry hearts that love to play at cards to see who hath won the day, you that once did sadly sing, the knave both clubs hath won the king. Now more happy times we have, the king hath overcome the knave, the king hath overcome the knave. Not long ago a game was played, when 3 crowns at the stake was laid. England had no cause, no boast, knaves won that which kings had lost. Coaches gave their way to cards, and clubs were better cards than hearts, and clubs were better cards than hearts. Old Noll was the knave of clubs, and dad of such as preach in tubs. Bradshaw and Pride were 3 other knaves beside, and they played with half the pack, throwing out all cards but black, throwing out all cards but black. But the just fates threw these 4 out, which made the loyal party shout. The Pope would fain have had the stock, and with these cards had whipped his dock. But soon the devil these cards snatched, to dip in brimstone and make matches, to dip in brimstone and make matches. But still the sport for to maintain, Lambert, Hasselridge, and Vane. And when I'd Hewson took their places, knaves were better cards than aces. But Fleetwood he himself did save, because he was more fool than knave, because he was more fool than knave. Cromwell, though he so much had won, yet he had an unlucky son. He sits still and not regards, whilst cunning gamester sets the cards. And thus, alas, poor silly Dick, he played a while but lost the trick. He played a while but lost the trick. The rompers that had won whole towns, the spoils of martyrs and of crowns, were not contented but grew rough, as though they had not won enough. They kept the cards still in their hands, to play for tithes and college lands, to play for tithes and college lands. The presbyters began to fret that they were like to lose the set. Unto the rump they did appeal, and said it was their turn to deal. Then dealt the presbyterians, but the army swear that they will cut. The army swear that they will cut. The foreign lands did all wonder to see what gallant games of under that they that Christmas did forswear should follow gaming all the year. Nay more, which was the strangest thing, to play so long without a king, to play so long without a king. The bold fanatics present were like butlers with their boxes there, not doubting but that every game some profit would redound to them, because they were the gamester minions, and every day broach new opinions, and every day broach new opinions. But Cheshire men, as stories say, began to shew them gamesters play. Brave Booth and all his army strives to save the stakes or lose their lives. But oh, sad fate, they were undone by playing of their cards too soon. By playing of their cards too soon. Thus all the while a club was trump, there's none could ever beat the rump, until a noble general came and gave the cheaters a clear slam. His finger did outwit their naughty, and screwed up poor Jack Lambert's body, and screwed up poor Jack Lambert's body. Then Haselrigg began to scowl and said the general played foul. Look to him, partners, for I tell ye, this monk has got a king in 's belly. Not so, quoth Monk, but I believe Sir Arthur has a knave in his sleeve. Sir Arthur has a knave in sleeve. When General Monk did understand the rump were peeping into 's hand, he wisely kept his cards from sight, which put the rump into a fright. He saw how many were betrayed that shewed their cards before they played, that shewed their cards before they played. At length, quoth he, some cards we lack. I would not play with half a pack. What you cast out, I will bring in, and a new game we will begin. With that, the standers by did say, they never yet saw fairer play. They never yet saw fairer play. But presently this game was past, and for a second knaves were cast. All new cards not stained with spots, as was the rumpers and the Scots. Here good gamesters played their parts. They turned up the king of hearts. They turned up the king of hearts. After this game was done, I think the standards by had cause to drink, and the loyal subjects sing, farewell knaves and welcome king. For till we saw the king returned, we wished the cards had all been burned. We wished the cards had all been burned.